I'd like to call the special session to order, and we'll have the deputy town clerk call roll.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Vice Mayor Barrett?
Here.
Councilmember Bowen?
Here.
Councilmember Green?
Here.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy?
Here.
Councilmember Nicholson?
Here.
Councilmember Solomon?
Here.
And Mayor Winfield?
Here. For the record, we have seven of seven council members present. If we could have Ms. Stein read item one of the special session.
For direction to the town attorney, human resources director, and acting town manager regarding the process for hiring a town manager.
Okay, thank you. So just as a reminder to council that our discussion will be within the boundaries of what's been agendized this evening, so process for hiring a town manager. I can kick things off, but certainly welcome discussion by council. You may remember that five of the council members were part of the police chief recruitment process. The town town management prepared a memorandum kind of laying out the options. The option that seems most appropriate for our discussion tonight is the option of an internal-external candidate recruitment utilizing an outside executive search firm. And that's what I would like to recommend, but open it up for discussion. Councilmember Solomon?
So basically, HR would put out an RFP to qualified executive search terms and then determine which firm to hire, or how would that process work?
In that same memorandum, and this may have changed, so I think it's a good question, Councilmember Solomon. It was stated that the town's chief procurement officer has identified several firms that are available to the town under cooperative contracts, which means the process to solicit proposals is much faster than a full request for proposal. Is that still the case?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, that is correct.
All right. There are these firms that are already identified that under these cooperative contracts, so that would help to accelerate, but there would still be an RFP. And there was an RFP that was developed as part of the process for the selection of a chief. And essentially, some of the components of that is that the town seeks a consultant who will work cooperatively with the town council to facilitate a process that identifies and moves forward in the process candidates who have the skills, experience to meet the qualifications of the job, seeks candidates who have similar skills, abilities that would be required for a community like the town of Oral Valley, and then we'll provide the council with objective assessment and analysis of a fair and broad range of qualified candidates, both internally and externally. So, for example, they cited the example that the town utilized the services of CPS HR Consulting. Councilmember Solomon, you may have been a part of that process in 2017 for the town manager search. The fee for that was $24,250. The recruitment was completed in a three-phase project approach, develop candidate profile and recruitment strategy. So that was similar to the chief of police, proactive and robust recruitment, and then the selection process.
Okay. A follow-on question or two. Who will be developing and will council have the opportunity to review and approve the qualification guidelines?
Am I on? Okay, good. Thank you for having me today. Mayor Winfield, Councilmember Solomon, there actually would not be an RFP. I think you mentioned that there might be an RFP, so there wouldn't be that. Under a cooperative purchasing arrangement, we would be able to get the basics from the firms, and there are three that we could choose from. We would get common information from all three of those and evaluate that information. If it's your pleasure, staff, the HR department could evaluate those responses and then bring that company to you to kick off the process, or we could go through and that would be the normal procurement process. If you would like to review those three, we could prepare a memo like we did back in 2017 and put it for your consideration.
All right. Thanks for the information. I was questioning a little more. Who will develop and will council have the opportunity to review and approve the actual minimum qualifications for the town manager position?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I apologize. Didn't understand your question. That will be you as a body. That firm will be asking you a series of, I would call them, intake questions to find out what your interests are and what are those characteristics of a new town manager that you'd be looking for. And that would result then in what you would consider a glossy posting that you've probably seen a million times. But that really is a magical document because that describes what you're looking for and is a central piece to finding that successful candidate.
All right, thank you. And just one other, and this is probably more of a comment. So I think one of the things that's critical with town manager, and I think I've been involved in two prior searches, was really ideally finding somebody who was local, who was familiar with not just potentially Oro Valley, but the surrounding jurisdictions, because the town manager interacts with them, and to help reduce a learning curve. And you know what our culture is, our department heads, our staff, and I just want to bring up the fact that we currently have our assistant town manager, who actually has been here for about 12 years, and is probably, I think, other than Paul Kiesler and perhaps Tobin, has been here longer than any other people on
Councilmember Solomon.
Is that?
Yeah, we shouldn't go into any conversation tonight about any particular, even possible candidate.
Okay, I guess I should narrow the question down. Does this council want to consider evaluating internal options prior to committing to $24,000, $25,000 for a full search?
Speaking for myself, and I'll go to Councilmember Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I believe that this role is important enough, and the breadth of responsibility certainly justifies us spending $25,000 to look and search, as far as I'm concerned, nationwide. I truly do believe it's not necessarily an advantage that they know the local jurisdictions. I think a fresh start would be very good for our town. So I'm in favor of using a search firm up to $25,000. Thanks.
Other Councilmember Nicholson and Vice Mayor Barrett.
I don't know. Andrew, do towns ever use like headhunters? Because I know that sometimes you just go out and ask for jobs, you get people, but since this is basically a CEO level job, like corporations like Disney or something like that, they'll use a headhunter, even a lot smaller corporations, but they'll use a headhunter to go out and find someone that's not actually physically looking for a job but meets the qualifications, like, I don't know, the vice mayor of a bigger city or something like that, or a different area. But is that something towns ever do?
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Nicholson, that actually is what an executive search firm actually is. The word headhunter is used as an alternative expression for what their work is. But that really is one of the values of having an outside search firm do the recruitment itself, because they already have an established network of contacts with people who are not only interested but highly qualified.
Thank you.
Vice Mayor Barrett, then Councilmember Green.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate Councilmember Solomon's question about the job description, and I think you answered it. I had the same question about opportunities before the job description goes out to make sure that council has an opportunity to take a look at that or weigh in on that, either individually or as a body. Either one would be fine, in my view, as long as that's a possibility. I would also like to be able to have access to all applicant resumes or all the resumes, at minimum, all the resumes that meet a certain level of threshold, so that the council can take a look at all of that. And then I also agree that we should go out with a search firm and do a nationwide search. And I'm not sure, Councilmember Bowen, that we should say up to a certain dollar figure at this point, because that was the dollar figure that was used many years ago. And I don't know if it still is the cost today, given the inflation and things. So maybe we could get some more advice on that, or have you take a look at what that would cost or something. So are you aware of what the current market rate would be for something like that?
Mayor Whitfield, Councilmember Barrett, not exactly. There are schedules in these cooperative purchasing agreements. We would need to pull those and comb through them and develop a side-by-side comparison of their cost for their various services. And assuming that it's your pleasure to do a full recruitment from start to finish, there would also be, of course, travel expenses and those kinds of things as well. So we would ask them in the preliminary matter to estimate what they would believe would be the cost to do the full-scale recruitment.
Right. So thank you. I agree that it's a really important position and that we need to take a look at all of that. So I don't personally think that we should be putting a dollar amount attached to that at this time, but rather just give the direction to go forward with that full-scale recruitment and see what comes back through the staff. And personally speaking, I would be curious to, you mentioned two different approaches, either have the staff evaluate the three firms or, you know, let the council see them. Personally speaking, I'd be curious to see them, but I'm also fine with the approach of having the staff evaluate the three firms, whatever sort of the majority of council would like to see. So, I'm in agreement with the approach that has been mentioned by the mayor.
Councilmember Green?
I like your line of thinking. I would be looking to you, Andy, to come to us with the dollar figure that you think it takes to get the kind of quality that we need. That's my first point. And the second is I've always leaned toward internal candidates. I mean, they know the situation, they know the people and so forth. Who will be managing during the interim while we're looking?
Excuse me. Right now, Chris Cornelison is the acting. He's acting based on the fact that the town manager's no longer here. Any movement beyond that would have to be noticed for another conversation. But until that happens, Chris Cornelison will be the acting.
I would just like to throw my support to that concept. Thank you.
And the concept you're throwing your support to, just for clarification, Councilmember Green, is
allowing Mr. Cornelison to exercise his job description during the interim.
Okay, Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I also am in support of us using an outside firm to bring in candidates. I would like to get some feedback on whoever you decide is going to be the best and why you've made that decision. And I too would like to have our internal candidates be able to be a part of that process. So how long do you anticipate we'll have someone on board with that search for us?
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Jones-Ivy. The search firms will outline very specifically a schedule, and using the last search for town manager back in 2016-17, they all quoted ranges from 14 to 18 weeks to go through the full process. Now, what I couldn't tell from the documents that I reviewed was whether that was having the new town manager actually seated in the position and they either left their prior position or moved to the community or whatever. I don't know if that's just start to selection or if that's start to physically being here. We'd have to ask them that question.
Okay. And then could you give us feedback on that, please?
Of course.
Thank you.
Councilmember Solomon.
Just one comment along those lines. I don't know how many people here realize that when we hired our former town manager, Mary Jacobs, that was actually the second search we had done. We did an initial search, spent months going through it, interviewed the final two or three candidates, and actually decided that really none of them were what we were looking for. And we waited, I don't know, about another year, 6 months or a year, and did a second search, which generated a different field of candidates. And that's from that field Mary Jacobs was chosen. So it's not a slam dunk guarantee that in 18 weeks you're going to find a new candidate. Depending on what the market is like and the responses we get, you may actually find, hopefully you'll get ones where there's a good, clear top tier. But even then, that first go around, the quote top tier, we decided was better to just wait. So that's all. It's a, as I'm sure Andy can tell you, it's a long and involved process.
Any more discussion? Okay, Councilmember Bowen.
I appreciate the input of my fellow council members. I just wanted you to know, at least from my point of view, it's unanimous. Cost is a secondary factor, and I hope that you'll have the opportunity to really cast the net very wide. And personally, I'm willing to wait. I do agree with Councilmember Solomon. It may take a long time, but we need to take the time necessary to get this hire right. So I just wanted you to know my personal feelings and hear it directly from me. Thank you.
Councilmember Nicholson.
I just want to echo what Melanie said too, as far as getting a list of candidates sooner and then also having a little bit more time to look through them, because I know me and Tim still have full-time jobs, so it's hard to review candidates. But I know when we got one list of candidates, two of them were easily Googleable, that they had some really bad background stuff for actions against them. So with that, I would like to see the resumes a little sooner and see more resumes sooner to be able to have input on.
Vice Mayor Barrett?
Would Andy or Mr. Cornelson just mind summarizing what the consensus is, so I feel like we're all on the same page.
I got that. That was what I was going to
say. Okay.
This is what I've heard.
Thank you.
Okay.
Council, we could either take direction or a motion, but councils would like to hire an outside firm through the cooperative contract process to review internal and external candidates. Councils to review all qualified resumes. Council will approve the description that goes out to the public, the job description, and the one that I wasn't clear on yet was whether council is to approve the search firm or allow HR and procurement to do that. That I was the one thing I had not heard consensus on.
That was a concern that I had, and since we're looking at three different firms, and I got to admit, I'm totally unfamiliar with any of them. So I would like to have some feedback on those three firms and the one that is chosen by you. I'd like to know why as opposed to the others.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from Councilmember Jones-Ivy and if others is that we would have staff make a recommendation about the search firm. Vice Mayor Barrett?
So would we have staff make a recommendation and then just go ahead and move forward, or bring that recommendation back to council for council's selection?
I would probably favor staff making the selection and moving forward with the process.
And Mr. Mayor, I don't have an objection to that. As I said, I would just like to hear from staff why that particular firm was chosen.
Councilmember Green?
I would agree with the mayor's suggestion.
Mr. Rothschild, I think, outlined consensus of council. I would simply say so moved based on what on that presentation of or that proposal.
Second.
Seconded by Vice Mayor Barrett. Any more discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Ayes have it, 7-0. So thank you, Council, for discussion, the dialogue regarding the process for hiring a town manager. I move to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Green. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Good night, everyone.